Now, please welcome General Jung, Chairman of the Republic of Korea, Joint Chiefs of Staff, who will speak on behalf of the Republic of Korea's uniformed services.
President Obama, Korean War veterans, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Armed Forces of the Republic of Korea, I would like to convey my appreciation and respect for the sacrifice and devotion of Korean War veterans who have brought the 1,129 days of Korean War to a victory. I'm also deeply honored to participate and speak at this meaningful ceremony to commemorate the 60th anniversary of signing the armistice. Every time I visit Washington, D.C., I face the 19 steel cast statues in Korean War Memorial and picture the heroes that set foot on Korea who faced unfamiliar terrain and unforgiving combat environment and who led the war to victory. I'm humbled when I imagine how these men and women fought and died in defense of freedom and democracy, wading through the trenches filled with knee-deep muddy water and marching through the bitter cold that seared into their bones. As a soldier who has donned this uniform for over 40 years, I once again bow my head in respect to the veteran heroes that fought for a country that they never knew, allowing the Republic of Korea to exist today. I'm confident that the Korean War veteran heroes here today and the citizens of the United States will be proud that their efforts have never been in vain when they see the thriving and prosperous nation that Korea has become today. Ladies and gentlemen, the armistice agreed signed 60 years ago has deterred the war for past six decades and maintained peace on the Korean Peninsula ever since. This was possible only because it was with the aspiration of the American people for peace and prosperity of the Republic of Korea. Today, Korea is also commemorating the 60th anniversary of Armistice Agreement on a national scale under the following slogan: 60 years that we have defended together, and the next 60 years that we will go together. At its 60th year, the ROK and U.S. alliance has transcended generations and extends globally to realize its values through partnership in various missions. Moreover, even at this very hour, 20,500 members of the United States forces in Korea are devoting themselves to peace and stability of Korean Peninsula under the support of the citizens of both our nations. I would like to take this opportunity to express my heartfelt gratitude to the USFK service members and their families. Our ceremony today provides a welcome opportunity to remember the sacrifice and devotion of our veterans. I am certain that it will serve as a foundation for this great alliance to develop ever stronger into the future. May God bless all the Korean War veterans and all who have joined us here today. May He also bless the United States of America and her alliance with the Republic of Korea. Thank you very much. We go together.